Whether you're a seasoned influencer or just dipping your toes into the world of brand partnerships, having that solid outreach email is key to landing those dream collaborations. And I am so happy to say I have had a few dream collaborations over my 15 years as a blogger, influencer, content creator, and I've definitely used a lot of the strategies and the email strategies that I want to share in today's podcast. So grab your favorite cup of tea or coffee and let's get started. My name is Christina Dennis, and I've been a DIY decor content creator since 2009. What started as a passion for transforming drab spaces into vibrant havens has now turned into something bigger, something life-changing. I'm supporting our entire family with the income from the DIY Mommy blog, YouTube channel, and social media platforms. But it didn't happen overnight. It took countless hours of brainstorming, creating, and sharing content about what I love the most: budget-friendly DIY decor and home improvement projects. Now I'm ready to share all of my secrets, tips, and strategies that helped me turn my passion for DIY decor into a full-time career supporting my family along the way. Are you ready to transform your hobby into a successful career? Welcome to the Six Figure Creator Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Six Figure Creator Podcast. This is podcast number 10. I am in the double digits now, so I'm very excited about that. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to my bi-weekly podcast. Today, I want to talk about how to get sponsors for your blog, specifically how to craft that perfect influencer outreach email when you want to contact a brand to potentially pay you or even to give you free product in exchange for content. So today I want to spill the beans on the most sought after secret in the influencer world. Maybe not the most, but one of the most: creating that perfect outreach email to collaborate with brands. While the answer isn't really cut and dry, black and white, what I want to share today is a basic influencer outreach email template, plus some tips and tricks on how to be more successful with brand collaborations. So this is based off my experience working with brands, and I have worked in a sponsorship capacity with brands for probably about the last 9 or 10 years. So the first question that I want to answer is, what the heck actually is a brand sponsorship when you're a content creator or an influencer? As a content creator, influencer, Instagrammer, YouTuber, whatever you want to call yourself, being sponsored by a brand means simply that a company is willing to pay you and or to gift you with free product in exchange for content that you create. So essentially, you are helping to market and advertise their brand by creating content. And in return, they will pay you with product or with actual money, which is really ultimately the goal when you want to be a full-time content creator. My first brand sponsorships over 10 years ago were gifted product only, and they were actually pretty awesome. I remember specifically my first gifted products, and that was when we built our house 11 years ago now. And it was just when blogs were starting to work with sponsors, work with brands, you know, have paid advertisements on their site. I reached out to a couple of home improvement stores because we had an extremely tight budget for this build. So I thought, you know what? I'm blogging about DIYs decor. Why don't I reach out to a couple of my favorite home improvement stores and ask them, would you know, you be willing to give us some tile and some paint and all these things for our house that we want to buy anyway? If you could give them to us for free, I could write some blog posts for you. My blog at the time had somewhere between 20 and 30,000 visits per month, so it was already doing quite well. It was about 4 years old at the time. And to my delight and surprise, both of the brands, I can't remember honestly if it was two or three, but all of the brands that I emailed wrote me back, and I just picked my favorite one, and we got a lot of product from them. We got all the tile for the house. We got all the paint. We got some trim from another brand. It was really amazing, and it was honestly like just such an encouragement for me to really go at this on a part-time and then a full-time basis. So I didn't get paid, but I did get product that I would have already purchased anyhow. So for me, it was perfect. And I'll never forget the first sponsorship that I got. When you're just starting out, it can be a little daunting to create a brand or to contact a brand rather about a sponsorship. However, if you craft a professional sounding email and you pair it with a beautiful media kit, which I will talk about later in this episode, you will be more likely to be successful. And I would recommend doing this pairing, the outreach email and the media kit, whether you are, you know, an influencer of 6 months or whether you're an influencer of 10 years. I've used this pairing for my whole career. You want to sound professional and, you know, really show what you can do for the brand, whether you are new or old at this. So like I mentioned, my first brand partnerships were gifted products only. And now I mostly only do paid partnerships where I get actual money and product for the partnerships. And then I also work with an agency who does up the contract and all the details for me. So it's a whole process now. And it's definitely quite a large part of my income strategy, one of the eggs I put in one of the baskets, and definitely something that I would recommend looking into if you want to be a full-time content creator. All right, so let's talk about the crafting that perfect outreach email. So I'm going to read to you an example of a good email to a brand regarding a potential sponsorship, partnership, or opportunity. So use this influencer outreach email template as a guide only. Do not just copy and paste this, please. It's going to sound obviously copied and pasted. So this is just an outline. This is a guideline. The most important thing about this outline is to take it and make it your own. You want to know the brand you're talking to. You want to know yourself and what you're capable of. You want to know what you love, what products you love that the brand offers specifically. And you also want to know what type of content you can create for that brand. It's going to be unique and help showcase the brand. You don't want to sound like you're just regurgitating some copy and pasted information. So with that being said, I will read this out. I do have a written version of this template on my blog, thesixfigurecreator.com. I will link it down in the show notes for today. So you can check that out, pin it, save it for later. All right. So the subject line can be something like, collaboration opportunity with, and then insert your blog or your social media name. The content can be something like this: hi, brand. So I will just say brand, but you would obviously say the brand specifically that you are contacting, but you want to put the contact name. And I'm going to share after this how you can find an actual person's name and email that you can reach out to. I hope this email finds you well. My name is, put your name there, and I am a passionate DIY enthusiast with a love for creating beautiful and inspiring content. After stumbling upon your brand, or after using your brand for several years, whatever works best for you, I couldn't help but admire the value and aesthetic that aligns so perfectly with my own. For example, and then here I would recommend putting a specific example of a product that you love of the brands that pairs with a specific piece of content that you've produced. So maybe it's something like, for example, I love your outdoor furniture you're showcasing for this season, specifically this rocking chair. Here's an example of an outdoor space I did last year and how I created this video that, you know, has X number of likes and was shared and people seem to enjoy. Then you can continue. I'm reaching out to express my interest in collaborating with brand name. I believe that our partnership could really be mutually beneficial and engage both our audiences and create meaningful content together. Here are a few ideas I have in mind for a collaboration. Number one, product review. I would love to feature your products in my upcoming DIY projects and share my honest reviews with my engaged audience. Number two, sponsored content. We could work together to create engaging and authentic sponsored content that really highlights the unique features of your products in a creative way. Number three, social media takeovers. I'm open to taking over your social media channel for a day to showcase behind-the-scenes content, tutorials, engaging Q&A sessions with my followers. I am committed to delivering high-quality content that truly resonates with my audience while staying true to the values of your brand. Please let me know if you're interested in exploring collaboration opportunities further. I'd be more than happy to discuss more potential ideas on how we can work together to achieve our goals. I have attached my media kit for your review. It contains more information about me, the content I produce, and projects I've worked on. If you'd like any more information about me and my work, please let me know. Thanks for considering my proposal. I look forward to the possibility of collaborating with brand name and sharing your amazing products with my community. So that is a basic outreach email template. So feel free to customize that. Please do customize that to make it your own. And I hope that helps you get started. So now you're probably asking, okay, I got the template. I know the importance of this professional sounding email, but how in the world do I find the actual person behind the brand, their email address, and their name? And I think this is actually truly important to find this name. You want to be personal. It's essential to start that meaningful personal business relationship. My recommendation is to go and Google press releases for the brand. Often these press releases will contain the contact information of the marketing staff or the PR staff for that brand. So for example, just go on Google and type in, you know, brand name press release, and you'll probably come up with some PDFs or some press releases embedded right into websites with hopefully some marketing or PR contacts. Another option is to visit a brand's website and see if they have their PR or marketing contact listed right on their contact page. This has often actually worked for me. Sometimes brands will even have forms or pages on their site dedicated to influencers wishing to partner with them through sponsorship or an affiliate relationship. All right, so now let's talk about the importance of having a professional-looking media kit. So your media kit as an influencer is essentially your resume as an influencer. It's a snapshot of who you are, what you do, and why brands should collaborate with you. A well-designed media kit not only showcases your personality and aesthetic, but also provides valuable insights into your audience demographics, engagement rates, and previous collaborations. What if you don't have any prior brand experience? What if your following is small? When you're just starting out as an influencer, you probably won't have these things. So firstly, I recommend waiting until you have at least a small following, but a dedicated following on your social channels or blogs before you reach out to brands. Honestly, the brands are going to want to see something, right? You can't just have 3 followers on Instagram and start trying to do brand collabs because there's really no benefit for the brand to work with you. So you want to at least, you know, be working at this for a little while. I don't think there's really a magic number, but I personally was first successful with brand collabs when I reached about 20,000 monthly sessions on my blog, and I had at least 10,000 followers on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, etc. Secondly, if you don't have any partnership experience to showcase on your media kit, you can showcase any of your past content pieces that you think the brand would enjoy. So perhaps share some photos or videos you've shared while doing non-sponsored products, a shopping haul, or maybe sharing an affiliate product. Show the brand your unique style and your best work, whether it was sponsored or not. So, to help you get started on creating your own amazing media kit, I have put together a free Canva template exclusively for the Six Figure Creator listeners and readers. Canva is a free graphic design program. If you haven't tried it, it is an amazing asset to any influencer. And I have linked it on my blog, thesixfigurecreator.com. I will make sure to put that down in the show notes. And this template that I've created for you is fully customizable. It includes all the essential elements you need to create a stunning media kit that's going to grab brands' attention. So head on over to my free resources page at thesixfigurecreator.com. I will link this in the show notes, and you can download your free Canva template and start crafting a media kit that gets you noticed. Pair this with your email, and it is going to grab some attention. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you found it helpful as you consider reaching out to brands to get that free product or to get some more income as part of your full-time creator income strategy. And having this effective outreach email and professional-looking media kit are essential steps in landing those brand partnerships. Don't forget to stay authentic. Showcase your unique personality and your skills and your assets, and always keep your audience at the forefront of your collaborations. Make sure that whatever brand you reach out to, your audience is going to love them too, and that's going to help you be successful. Thanks again for listening to today's podcast. Happy collaborating, and I'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.